Now, for the first time, Hamas has handed over the bodies of Israeli hostages. The bodies included Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, aged 9 months and 4 years. BBC Middle East correspondent Sebastian Usher joins us. Sebastian, will you bring us through what happened this morning?
Yes. I mean, Israelis woke up expecting this to be a somber day, a day of unmitigated grief, unlike the previous hostage handovers when living hostages were being returned, whatever their physical condition. There was the happiness of their reunion with their families, but we saw quickly this time, obviously there's no chance of that. Again, it was staged very much by Hamas, this time in Khan Yunis, in a devastated landscape in Gaza. The Red Cross, which takes hold of the hostages, alive or dead, from Hamas, had asked before this happened for it to be done in a private and a dignified way. It certainly wasn't private, and as far as Israel's concerned, it wasn't dignified. The coffins were brought to the ambulances that were to take them away, but again, there was a staging up on a platform. There were posters. There was a brutal caricature of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with blood on, with blood on his lips and fangs, and accusing him of essentially being responsible for their deaths. Hamas had said way back that the three members of Abibas family, Shiri and her two young children, had died in an Israeli attack just a month or so after they were abducted. Israel had never confirmed this. Now the bodies have been taken along a route that was lined by Israelis, showing their respects, showing their grief, waving Israeli flags, all the way up to the facility where the forensic investigation is now underway. That could take hours. It could last until tomorrow. Only after that will the Israeli government confirm the identity of the three of the three members of Abibas family and of Oded Lifshitz, who was in his 80s and a peace activist. I mean, these are the hostages who range from the very youngest who was taken, Kafir, who was just 9 months old, to Mr. Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. They were all taken from the same place, the kibbutz near Oz. That was the hardest hit of all the places that were attacked by Hamas and other Palestinian armed factions on October the 7th.
This is happening as part of the first stage of the ceasefire agreed between Israel and Hamas. When are negotiations likely to take place on the next stage?
I mean, that's a very, very key question, and it's one that the hostage families, both of those who have come out and those who are still waiting for their relatives to know their fate, to see if they will emerge alive or dead, are pressing the Israeli government about hour after hour. The fact is that the negotiations have been delayed. They were meant to have started more than 2 weeks ago as part of the way that this first phase of a ceasefire had been scheduled. Now, the first phase is coming to an end. In just over a week, on Saturday, there will be 6 living hostages released, and then 4 more hostages who died will be handed over. That will be the end. All 33 hostages who were to be released under this first phase will then have been handed back to Israel, and a very large number of Palestinian prisoners also freed. Phase 2 is still up in the air. The foreign minister in Israel, Gideon Saar, said that the talks would begin this week, but we haven't heard anything since. We haven't had a date. There is concern amongst Israelis who feel that the priority, absolute above everything else for the government, is to ensure the safety of the hostages who remain alive in Gaza, that nothing gets in the way of them being released, that things are in flux now. There is a possibility that the first phase could be extended while negotiations continue if they get underway and if they look like there's a prospect of success. There is also looming the possibility of a resumption of hostilities, of a resumption of a war. That's something, of course, that the Palestinians in Gaza themselves fear deeply. But it's also something, as I was saying, that the hostage families also fear, because they feel that that could see the last chance of them seeing their relatives again fading.
All right, Sebastian Usher, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this lunchtime. We'll be hearing about the body found in a County Derry bog. It's 2,000 years old after this break.